Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Quick Talk Raw. My name's Joshua Latimer. Thank you for hanging out with me for a few minutes. Now, last week, I did a quick, short Raw about decommoditizing your business. And this week, I'd like to talk about decommoditizing your business again, but with one little difference, not in respect to your customers, but in respect to your employees. So this is kind of a big topic. So I just want to hit a couple few key points. I think as leaders of our business, it's important for us to look at our customers and provide an amazing customer life cycle and an experience and focus on all the touch points, right? And it creates more perceived value. And that's what we mean when we talk about decommoditizing your business. But you can apply the same principles to the way that you engage your staff, your employees, the people that work for you. And you can build processes and systems to actually help you do a better job at this. So why is this important? Well, it's important because it helps reduce turnover, for one. It's also important because it makes your team gel better, right? You're going to get more productivity, more revenue, more happiness in the workplace by doing this. So let me get more specific as to what exactly I mean. What I mean is this. I read some Facebook posts recently from people, you know, they're always angry because they'll schedule an interview and people don't show up, or the people that come to the interview are terrible. And trust me, I get it. It's extremely frustrating. But what do you do when you actually do make a hire? Well, you need to decommoditize your business to that employee. So little guys, laborers, people that are looking for jobs in service industries, they don't have the most grand life ambitions sometimes. Now, some of them do, but they look at your job like a commodity. They look at your job, they say to themselves, well, you know, I could go over here and I can trade 1 hour of my time for $10, or I could try to apply for a job over there and I can give away 1 hour of my life for $12. That's a little better. Or I could go over here and, you know, it's $13. And so they look at you as a place to trade their hours for dollars. You need to create an environment, a culture that goes far beyond hours for dollars. And the way that you do that is by investing and being intentional with your staff. So being intentional, it's not about being cheesy. It's about being authentic, and it's about investing in their life. A lot of people don't know this, but I had an actual spreadsheet for my staff when I still had my cleaning business before I sold it. I had the names of all my employees. I had the names of their girlfriends or their wives or husbands. I had their favorite sports team, their hobbies, and what really motivated them. And I try to figure out, you know, what is this person's deal? I also had a calendar for myself where I would circle through everybody in the company and make sure that I was touching them. Just like with a customer life cycle, it was like an employee life cycle. And when you start doing this stuff and you're consistent with it, and you put your arm around someone and you say, hey, man, you're doing a really nice job. I just want you to know that I see you. I recognize what you're doing. And you give them $50, that might be enough fuel in that guy's gas tank to go crush it for you for another 60 days. Other people might respond to public recognition, right? So you might say, Joe, stand up during your team meeting. You know, everybody, I want to acknowledge Joe last week. He killed it. He had all these upsells. He got us two new jobs. Plus, three people requested him by name because he does such good work. Joe, I just want to recognize what you've done, man. It's huge for our family business. Give it up for Joe. Give him a gift card or something, right? This stuff is important because when you create a culture like that, your workers don't have anything to compare it to. Right? If you're actually running weekly meetings, if you're actually enthusiastic, if you do cast vision for your business, if you do care about these people for real, everybody's going to be a skeptic at first. I get it. But if you really do this, they have nothing to compare it to. And if they leave your company, they can't replace all those intangibles. And really, isn't that what creating perceived value is all about? It's about all of the intangibles. And so I just want to speak about that because I think it's critical, and it's a more enjoyable way to run your business. Are you going to have people still screw you over? Yes. Are you going to still have people show up late to work or not show up at all? Yeah, you will. But over the long run, if this is your philosophy, you take responsibility for you, you don't point the finger, you don't blame, and you, from day one, from the moment you interview someone, you lay down the groundwork of this is who we are, this is how we do things, this is what's in it for you, and we care about our people that work here. If you do that and execute on it, you'll build so much loyalty that it's not about dollars for hours anymore. So that's it. I want to encourage you to do that. It's a big deal. Even if you have one person, And I think I've told this story before, but the very first year I had my company, I did an annual Christmas party. Now, it was the first year, so it was the first annual Christmas party. And guess what? There was one guy that came to the Christmas party. We went to a restaurant, him and his girlfriend, we sat down. It was totally cheesy. I did an award ceremony in the restaurant. The guy whose face was turning red, he's like, who is this crazy nut job? But I did that to set the tone. Because even then, I had a vision for what I wanted to build. And I knew that I needed this guy to stick around with me. And he did for many, many years. And he contributed immensely to the growth of my company. You know, I gave him the Golden Squeegee Award, which is just a normal squeegee that I spray painted gold. Little things like that matter. Little things for your customers matter. But don't forget, they also matter for your staff. These are people. They have families. They have hopes and dreams. They have their own goals. You need to know what they are. Each person responds differently to different forms of recognition, whether it's cash or public recognition or words of affirmation, maybe just pulling them aside and saying, dude, you're crushing it. Like, I see so much potential in you. I just want you to know that. Whatever it is, map it out, be intentional, and go kick some butt, guys. Listen, if you're enjoying the Quick Talk podcast, can you leave me a review on iTunes? Can you do that? It takes a couple of minutes, but it's a good big value bomb for me. It helps a lot. I appreciate it. Also, if you need to join the Growth Vault, just go to thegrowthvault.com or text Growth Vault to 44222 and you'll get instant access. It's free. There's webinars, workshops, trainings, podcast interviews, documents, digital resources, all kinds of stuff in there for free. And it will always be free. And we're going to be adding content as we move forward. It's all in one nice and neat little spot. Hey, listen, I appreciate all of you. Have a good one.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.